Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 31. 71.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber, and the Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative John. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative John.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for bringing us all back together safely following the Memorial Day pause. We first ask that you accord solace to the families and loved ones of those commemorated on that day, who gave their lives in the service of country. The New Testament says there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. We thank you for those who have made that ultimate sacrifice for us, for our freedom, and we thank them by remembering. And as we continue during this session, we also ask that you please be with us, with each of us, every day, by our sides, in our hearts and spirits, and that you grant us wisdom as we make sometimes very difficult decisions. We humbly ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 1st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for June 1st to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. The ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk report the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 282, an act to provide that the regular municipal elections of the City of Mount Airy shall be held in even-numbered years.
Chapter bills will be noted. Representative Davis is recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Davis, Judiciary 1 Committee Report, Senate Bill 255. 2021 AOC legislative changes, favorable House Committee substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee substitute, and re-refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Committee substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar, and the House Committee substitute is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Blackwell is recognized to send forth the committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Blackwell, Judiciary 4 Committee Report, Senate Bill 43, Protect Religious Meeting Places, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Members, we're going to be doing a further committee reports, but the chair would direct the members to the first committee report that came in from Judiciary 1. That was the AOC legislative changes. That is an agency bill. The chair has been informed that that is time-sensitive. We're going to dispose of some bills that the chair believes may move quickly, and then we'll take a brief recess for the Rules Committee to take up that to take up those AOC legislative changes. And then once the committee takes those up, we will take that bill up on today's calendar. That is, so again, that's Senate Bill 255, and that is an agency bill. The chair's informed that, has been identified as time sensitive. Representative Hall is recognized to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report. Senate Bill 135, Improve Anatomical Gift Donation Process, favorable.
Calendar and without objection, today's calendar. So ordered.
Senate Bill 248, additional info on health insurance cards, favorable.
Calendar and without objection, today's calendar. So ordered.
Senate Bill 448, amendments to Schedule 6 of the CSA, favorable.
Calendar.
Senate Bill 586, study of lipidemic, favorable.
Calendar, and without objection, today's calendar, so ordered.
Senate Joint Resolution 718, confirm Adrian Phillips Industrial Commission, favorable.
Calendar, and without objection, today's calendar, so ordered. Members, Chair has a couple of recognitions we'd like to make before we start our business. First off, Chair would like to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Katie Shaw. She is visiting us from Indiana and has family here in Raleigh. She is a nationally known self-advocate for the rights of persons with disabilities, and she is here to support House Bill 453. Would you please stand, Ms. Shaw, so we could welcome you? It's right here on the right. Thanks for being with us today. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Shaw with us today. Also, on motion of the gentleman from Macon, Representative Gillespie, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to his wife, Janet Gillespie. Janet, where are you so we can welcome you? Over here on the left. Thanks for being with us today. On motion of the gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Miller, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Chris and Drew Maynor, who are here. Chris, Drew, where are you guys? Thanks for being with us today. If y'all please stand so folks can see you. Appreciate you all being with us today. Also, on motion of the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Ager, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to his wife, Ari Ager, who is in the gallery for her annual visit to the legislature. She's also the daughter of former House member Janice Clark, who was here in 1978. Ms. Ager, would you please stand so we could welcome you as well? Thanks for being with us today. On motion of the gentleman from Pender, Representative Carson Smith, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Natalie Smith, who is his daughter. She just returned from Washington, D.C., where she completed her master's degree from the John Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. Would you please stand so we could welcome you as well? Thanks for being with us today, Natalie. Senate Joint Resolution 718, the clerk will read.
Senators Rabin, Senate Joint Resolution 718, a joint resolution confirming the appointment of Adrian A. Phillips to the North Carolina Industrial Commission. The Senate resolved, the House concurred.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized to debate the resolution.
Members, this is just the confirmation of one of the governor's appointments to the Industrial Commission for Ms. Adrian Phillips. I had a chance to meet her earlier today. Very pleasant lady. If you look at her background, very competent, qualified. She's supported by multiple groups. Gave a great speech in the Rules Committee today, and I hope you'll support her. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Joint Resolution 718 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Galliard, Representative Kidwell, Representative Terry, Representative Lucas. The clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 107 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. Senate Joint Resolution 718 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
The Senate resolved, the House concurred.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Joint Resolution 718 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Joint Resolution 718, having passed its third reading, is ordered and rolled. Members, please join the chair in welcoming and congratulating Ms. Adrian Phillips on her appointment to the Industrial Commission. Ms. Phillips, we're honored to have you with us here today. Senate Bill 135, the clerk will read.
Senators Perry and Bergen and McCrawick, Senate Bill 135, a bill to be entitled to improve anatomical gift donation process. House concur.
Gentleman from Stanley, Representative Sasser, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 135 is a companion bill of House Bill 95, which I ran and we passed in this chamber unanimous. Would ask for your support for the bill and hope to get another unanimous vote. Thank you very much.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 135 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative McNeil, Representative McGee, like to vote. Clerk will the machine record the vote. 107 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. Senate Bill 135 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
Senator North Carolina next.
The question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 135 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 135 having passed third reading is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 248, clerk will read.
Senators Perry, Johnson, and Sawyer, Senate Bill 248, a bill to be entitled an act to include additional information on the health benefit plan for identification cards. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a bill that just puts federal or state fund because they're administered differently and paid differently, and it's easier to file them the first time under the correct laws, and I ask your support. Thank you.
Question for the House. Actually, strike that. For what purpose, the lady from Durham, Representative Maury Rice.
Thank you. To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Gentleman yield.
I do.
He yields.
It's not my bill, but I yield.
That's why I'm asking the question. Thank you, Representative Potts. Do you know why we want this additional information? What's the purpose of it?
Well, the purpose is that they're funded under state, is funded differently than the federal. And if you file it under the wrong, if there's a grievance or a kickback, it just helps the provider when they look at your insurance card, that, like the ones we carry, to determine which benefit plans you have without going through the process of logging on and determining them that way.
One follow-up, please.
Gentleman, you?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So in no way would this be of any detriment to someone who's presenting the card and a claim could be denied or limited?
Could you restate that? I didn't hear it.
So it's my understanding that any insured who is presenting their card with this additional information would not have any possibility of their claim being denied or limited because of additional information being...
No, it's mostly for filing to determine. One's a federal, one's a state plan, and one's administered through what's called ERISA, and the other one's a fully funded plan.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 248 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative McNeely, Representative Autry, members wish to vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. Senate Bill 248 passes at second reading. Without objection, will be read a third time.
General Assembly will not climb in that.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 248 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. Senate Bill 248, having passed third reading, is ordered and enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 586, the clerk will read.
Senators Salvador, Harrington, and Crawley, Senate Bill 586, a bill to be entitled an act to direct the Legislative Research Commission to study lipedema.
Gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, this is a study bill that came over from the Senate. Three of our fine senators have got together and worked on this, and they came to the Health Committee. It was also good bipartisan, unanimous support. And it's actually a disease that I had never heard of, even though I'd worked in healthcare for all these years. Lipidemia impacts 1 in 9 adult women. It's a chronic progressive disease that can cause extreme pain and lack of mobility. So what this study will do is it helps us learn more about it so we can shine a light on how we might better treat this disease. It's one that, because I ask a lot of questions in health committee, I got the honor of presenting this bill on the floor here in the House. So I do recommend that we approve this so we can move forward with some additional study and information on this particular disease.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 586 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 106 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. Senate Bill 586 passed the second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Mr. Clerk, the chair would ask to be recorded as voting aye on that one. I was talking to the rules chair when I was supposed to be voting. Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 586 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 586 having passed third reading, ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Members, what we're going to do right now is briefly go into a recess. The Rules Committee is going to immediately meet down in the down, I believe, in 1228. So the chair is going to recognize the Rules Committee chairman to announce the bills that will be to make an announcement on the committee. And Representative Hall, if you'd like to announce the bills that you're going to take up in committee, if you have those. If not, it'll be happening momentarily. But while he's gathering his notes, let me advise the body what I've already informed our caucus and also informed the minority leader. There will be one bill added to today's calendar, and that is Senate Bill 255. That's that AOC change. We'll do that. There will be a number of bills that the Rules Committee is going to take up this afternoon in the committee, and that those will be not calendared for today, but they will be calendared for tomorrow. So the offer that I extended to the minority leader was either sort of two things. One, we could either do a recess and add those to today's calendar, do second, and if somebody wanted to object to third, do third reading tomorrow. Or the other alternative was not take those bills up today, but do both those tomorrow, but take care of second and third tomorrow with the agreement that no one would object to third. If there is an objection to third reading, we will be here Friday to vote on third reading on the bill. So I think the agreement was reached. I see Representative Reeves in the back. I think we have an understanding. Everybody's fine with that bill, those bills proceeding along, having second and third tomorrow, those bills. And that's just as a matter of efficiency. So they'll be on the dashboard. They'll be available. There'll be plenty of time for members to look at them, prepare amendments, whatever members would like to do. But those bills will be done tomorrow. And I believe that Representative Hall can probably announce what those are. So the gentleman's recognized for an announcement.
Members of the Rules Committee this evening, again, immediately upon our recess, we'll take up three bills. Senate Bill 255, which is the AOC omnibus bill. Senate Bill 43, which is entitled Protect Religious Meeting Places. And House Bill 654, which is statewide contracts for nonprofits for the blind.
And members of the Finance Committee will be meeting today after adjournment as well. Or actually, if I could have the Finance Chair's approach, please.
Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman from Catawba, Representative Setzer, is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, the House Finance, members of House Finance, we will meet immediately upon recess in 6:43. Please be prompt.
And members, just to avoid the suspense or whatever, the bill that the Finance Committee will be taking up is the bill that I informed the Minority Leader about. This is a bill that will deal with the unemployment issue as well as the Paycheck Protection Plan tax issue. That will be in a bill that the Finance Committee will take up. That bill will be on tomorrow's calendar as well. There may have to be a subsequent meeting of the Rules Committee this evening to run that through, but that will be on tomorrow's calendar as well for vote. So I'm going to try to gauge how long we think this recess needs to be to allow those committees to meet. For what purpose? The gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Inquiry of the chair, please.
Someone's recognized.
Do you have a sense of what time you'd like to have session tomorrow?
Looking at 11 a.m. So we're going to try a 15-minute recess, see how that goes, and it is 4:57 right now. Is there any further notices or announcements before we have a recess, because there's going to be an immediate Finance Committee meeting, immediate Rules meeting in the respective locations? Seeing none, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1, the Chair is going to declare that the House is standing in recess until 5:20. Message from Senate, clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 241, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amending motor vehicles, the regular modified utility vehicles, authorizing the Division of Motor Vehicles to issue certificate of title for all-terrain vehicles, utility vehicles, and directing the use of certain funds appropriated to the Department of Transportation, and request conferees. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator Sawyer, Chair, Senators McInnes, Rabin, Steinberg, Woodard, and Jarvis on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by the honorable body that the end of the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Noted. The Chair appoints the following conferees. Chair, Representative Brendan Jones, members, Representative Eiler, Representative Shepard, Representative Hannig, Representative Goodwin, Representative Destin Hall. Chair will be notified by special message. Mr. Clerk, members, Chair is going to direct that Senate Bill 488, which was read in from the Rules Committee earlier, was not part of the grouping that was added to today's calendar. That be calendared, added to the calendar for tomorrow. short title, Statewide Contracts, Nonprofits for the Blind. Chair is going to draw the bill from Committee on State Government. The bill is recommitted to the Committee on Rules. Mr. Clerk, members, chair directs that Senate Bill 288, short title Burke Caldwell Board of Education Elections, be removed from the Committee on Rules and re-referred to the Committee on Local Government with a serial referral to rules thereafter. Also, Senate Bill 192, short title City of Hickory Planning Commission, that bill also be removed from the Committee on Rules. We refer to the Committee on Local Government with a serial referral to rules. And House Bill 815, the short title is County Broadband Authority, that bill be removed from the Committee on Energy and referred to the Committee on Appropriations IT with the serial referral to rules remaining. The House will come back to order. Representatives Bradford, Setzer, Soka, Kidwell, and Ray recognize and send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Bradford, Setzer, Soka, Kidwell, and Ray, Finance Committee Report, Senate Bill 116, Let Them Play, Let Us Watch, Favorable House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and re-refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Committee Substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar of the House Committee Substitute. Chair is going to strike the referral to the Committee on Rules. The bill will be calendared for tomorrow, pursuant to Rule 36B. Representative Hall, right now, I send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 654, Statewide Contracts, Nonprofits for the Blind. Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitute will be calendared for tomorrow.
Senate Bill 255, 2021 AOC Legislative Changes, Favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitute Number 2 will be countered for this evening.
Senate Bill 43, Protect Religious Meeting Places, Favorable House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute.
Senate Committee Substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Substitute will be countered for tomorrow, pursuant to Rule 36B. Senate Bill 255, the clerk will read.
Senators Britt and Daniels, Senate Bill 255, a bill to be entitled 2021 AOC Legislative Changes, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Senate Bill 255 contains legislative changes as requested by the AOC, and I will tell you that we had a hearing in Judiciary 1 Committee where it received a favorable report. There was one no vote over a concern of adding the word civil in the bill, which was done during the Rules Committee, so that handled that. And in the Rules Committee, there was also a favorable report. So I would ask for your support. Thank you.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, recognized, sent forth committee, or excuse me, sent forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Richardson moves to amend the bill on page 11, line 43, by rewriting the line to read.
Gentleman from Cumberland has the floor to debate the amendment.
Yeah, members, there's two reasons I'm running this amendment. One is that there was some confusion in the initial bill about several provisions. And I think it's important that the Administrative Office of the Courts understand and have language in there that when they're promulgating rules to go by, that they remember that the judges take an oath of office. And that oath says that they're not supposed to do anything that's inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States of America or the Constitution of the State of North Carolina. This amendment just reinforces that. The second reason I'm running it is because I believe we had an agreement on it, and I feel very strongly about this. I think it's imperative that we start working across the aisle together with each other, and I think you've seen me do that over and over. It's important that the public see us work together. This is a consensus bill. It should have a 107-0 vote. And with this amendment, we will have that. Representative Reeves, our leader, has done an outstanding job of working across the aisle, of being cooperative, of trying to work with the speaker on the calendar. And I think it's very important that we continue in that spirit. And so I offer this amendment in that spirit. I want to see this be a 107-0 vote. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen, from New Hanover? Representative Davis, rise.
Speak on the amendment.
Chairman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this proposed amendment was brought up during the Rules Committee where it was defeated. I will just say for you to vote your conscience. If you think this language is something that you want in there, then vote for it. If you agree with what the Rules Committee majority thought, and that was that it was not necessary, because as you think about it, when a magistrate or a judge takes their oath, they say they will abide by the Constitution of North Carolina, not inconsistent with the United States Constitution. So I just ask you to consider the arguments on both sides and vote your conscience. Thank you.
Members, we need to go at ease momentarily. The clerk just informed me, central staff has pointed, step here if you would, Representative Richardson, has informed me that there may be a drafting issue with the bill to see if it fits. So we'll just need to hold at ease just to make sure that there's not a technical issue. The House will come to order. The first version of the amendment is returned to Representative Richardson. The second amendment is now recognized. It's sent forward. The clerk will read. Chair's going to strike that. If you'll see, there's a second entry on the dashboard. That is the same amendment, the part that was fixed, just so members will understand what all that was about. That original amendment that was prepared was to the third edition. This is the fourth edition of the bill. However, after a review, staff determined that the pages and line numbers are the same. And what this amendment does is it simply replaces that first sentence with this sentence, and then the next sentence picks back up, and the rest of the provisions will continue on, and it would be renumbered accordingly. So the amendment, this modified division, the chair is going to rule that the amendment's in order. Do we have any further discussion or debate on the amendment? Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, is recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And members, and Representative Davis, in his description of what happened when the amendment rules, is exactly correct. The only mistake that was made was by me. We were actually discussing the amendment in the Speaker's office and talking with AOC to figure out what's good, bad, impartial, et cetera. And I did not get in the chamber in time enough to tell Representative Davis that AOC actually supports the amendment, and I ask that you do as well. I'll be supporting the amendment. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Caldwell, Representative Hall, rise
to debate the amendment.
Gentlemen has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, for just purposes of the legislative record on this amendment, I'll say that it's my understanding that this amendment doesn't change the bill substantively in any way, and I've spoken to the amendment sponsor who agrees with that. I'm going to support the amendment because I like my friend Representative Richardson, and I want him to be happy, so I will support the amendment. However, I don't think that it changes anything at all substantively in the bill because all laws must be constitutional under both the state and federal constitution, and this is not a substantive change, and my vote will align with that belief. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise.
Speak on the amendment.
Gentleman has the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I did not realize that the proposed amendment, when it was presented in the Rules Committee, was supported by the Administrative Office of the Courts. If that had been known to the Rules Committee, it may have changed the outcome of that vote. So I ask you to support the amendment. If the AOC is in support of it, I ask you to support the amendment, and I will do as well. Thank you.
Any more lawyers want to talk on this? Now, if not, question for the House, the adoption of Amendment 8-1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment's adopted. Now on the bill, further discussion, further debate on the bill. If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 255 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 255 passes at second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
Do you assume that no client acts?
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 255 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 255 having passed third reading is ordered engrossed and returned to the Senate for concurrence by a special messenger. Members, we've reached the end of the calendar, finally. So we're now come to notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Catawba, Representative Setz, arise?
To do something I very rarely do, I'd like to change my vote from that last bill to a no.
Gentleman records having voted no on the prior bill. For what purpose the lady from Wake, Representative Perry, arise?
I just wanted to take a moment and wish my seatmates, Representative Tyson, a very happy birthday, plus a few days. A little late doing it, but happy birthday, Steve.
What purpose the gentleman from Polk, Representative Johnson, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House IT appropriations will meet tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. in room 415. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Cumberland, Representative Soka, rise?
For announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
House Committee on Finance will meet tomorrow at 8:30 in our usual location.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Caldwell, Representative Hall, rise?
For point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor. The House will come to order.
Members, in my first two terms, I had the honor of sitting in seat number 87, and that was, again, for the both two terms. And during that whole time, I had the same seatmate in seat 88, my friend, Representative Brendan Jones. He's unfortunately no longer my seatmate. He is my roommate here in Raleigh. I'm taking the liberty of, even though he's no longer my seatmate, to wish him a happy birthday on May 31st. When he turned a young 47. So please join me. Please join me in welcoming my former seatmate. Happy birthday. Thank you.
For what purpose, Leif Marge? Representative Vansco, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and I would like to be recognized to speak to that statement.
That is so ordered, and the lady is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, we are all relearning that democracy is not a given. It is something that we have to really work for every day, and every year, and every generation has to win that democracy anew. I have a friend in Chapel Hill who is a Azerbaijan, and he asked me to, I'm doing this on his behalf. Azerbaijan was the first Muslim democracy. In 1918, they proclaimed freedom from what was called the Caucasian Democratic Federative Republic that was part of Turkey and Russia. And they established a parliamentarian form of government and passed voting rights for women and other democratic processes. They actually lost that in 2019, so it was only 1 year right then. And that was following, at that point that they were taken over by Russia. And then, following the collapse of Russia, Lenin came in and took, control of Azerbaijan. But they actually have gone back and forth several times. And in 1990, they actually declared, in 1991, they declared their independence again. And now have another parliamentarian form of government. They still have problems. They still are fighting with their neighbors. They're part of Turkey. There's a lot of conflict over there. But they do have a democratic form of government with a parliamentary, with a president and a parliamentarian, and they have a lot of freedoms that we share here. And so, on behalf of the Azerbaijanis that came to the United States after the Second World War, it's made quite a settlement here. And now are here in North Carolina. I ask you to join me in celebrating the anniversary of that independence on May 28th last week. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, June 3rd at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Brendan Jones, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, June 3rd at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, the following bills are withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House. They're recommitted to the Committee on Pensions with a serial referral to the Committee on Rules. Those bills are Senate Bill 314, Local Government Commission Assistance Toolkit, Senate Bill 323, Joint Municipal Power Agencies Investments, Senate Bill 668, Anti-Pension Spiking Amendments and Litigation Moratorium, and Senate Bill 277, Retirement and Treasury Technical Corrections Acts of 2021 Agency Bill. Again, those bills are withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, referred to Pensions if favorable rules. Reading of a representative statement.
A representative statement. Observing Azerbaijan's National Day. Whereas on May 28, 1918, the Azerbaijan Democratic Republic declared its independence, becoming the world's first predominantly Muslim secular democracy. The ADR established functional democratic institutions, including a parliament and elected a multi-parliament representative government. Among other key achievements of the Azerbaijan democracy were the 1919 universal suffrage law, granting women the right to vote and develop a uniform civic identity dependent in ethics, racial, and religious differences. And whereas sharing impressions after his meeting with the Azerbaijan delegation in 1919 Paris Peace Conference, President Woodrow Wilson remarked that Azerbaijan leader talked the same language that he did in respect of ideas, in respect of the conception of liberty, in respect of conception of right and justice. These words of President Wilson were a treatment of Azerbaijani success, building a free society that practiced justice and tolerance. And whereas in 1920, Azerbaijan became part of USSR. However, during decades of Soviet domination, the Azerbaijani preserved the heritage of the First Republic. And whereas in World War II, some exiled dependents of the ADR settled in New Jersey, and in 1957 established the Azerbaijani Society of America, the first Azerbaijani grassroots organization in American soil. And whereas in 1991, Azerbaijan restored its stature as an independent state and later became a reliable ally of strategic partner of the United States. Now, therefore, it is important to recognize the contribution of the Azerbaijani Americans and to observe May 28, 2021 as Azerbaijan National Day. The 103rd anniversary of Azerbaijan Democratic Republic became the first predominantly Muslim secular democracy in the world. A witness whereof the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the second day of June 2021. Submitted by Representative Verla Insko, James White, House Principal Clerk.